We bring in our guest this morning, and that is from Lenawee United Hockey and Madison High School, Cameron Mahoney. Cameron is our Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Iyett Insurance, locations in Blissfield, Lambertville, Petersburg, honoring student athletes for their excellence, determination, and success in competition and the classroom. This week's Athlete of the Week, again, is Cameron Mahoney. Cameron, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you got nice. You got your 100th point the other night.
Yep. Against New Boston. Had an 8-point night. Up to 107 now, so.
107 now. 8-point night. That's not bad.
No, not at all.
Now, you guys are a little down this year. Mm-hmm. And from that, I know you're getting a ton of ice time this year.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We have, I think, 13 skaters, so a lot of ice time. 2 forward lines and then, like, 5D, so.
So you're out there a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably pretty wore out then.
Yeah.
But also, congrats. I see you signed. You're going to go play some ACH hockey at Ahern College.
Yeah, I'm excited. It'll be a good time.
Was that kind of in the works? Just was that your thought was playing well enough to stay home and play here, or did you have thoughts of playing somewhere else?
I looked at some other places, but nowhere really matched with Adrian College. I mean, growing up in Adrian, it's pretty exciting stuff to be able to play at Arrington again. So
you've been around that rink a lot.
Oh yeah,
that's for sure. So.
Speaking of that, I'm not sure. I know in the update you're playing there. Is it this weekend or tonight?
We play in Chelsea tonight. We played there on Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I knew you had a game coming up with at the Arrington. Now, how many times have you got in there this year?
I think we played 5 there this
year. Oh, you have?
So,
yeah, good. Any more at the Arrington or?
No. Yeah. Tonight's our last regular season game. So
okay, but it's nice to at least have some home games and get a chance to play in front of probably some of your classmates and that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. We get a lot better crowd there than at Chelsea.
Yeah. Chelsea sometimes is not one of Adrian's favorite places to go for for any sport.
Yeah. But,
well,
so who do you finish with then?
Oh, we have Allen Park tonight.
Okay, so. And then you got district starting next week.
We play on the 21st.
Okay. So. And where's that at? Do you know?
It's in Trenton, Michigan.
In Trenton. Yep. Okay.
Cameron, tell us. You're in a conference. Is that? I mean, tell us some of the teams that are in the conference for people that may not be familiar with the teams that you play.
Our side of the conference is Dexter, Chelsea, and Jackson.
Okay.
And then the other side of the SEC is Saline, Huron, Skyline, Bedford, and Pioneer.
Now, do you cross over and play all those people or just some of them?
We play our side twice and their side once.
Okay, so you do play everybody that's in the conference.
Yeah.
What, and the conference is called what?
The SEC.
Oh, it is called the SEC. Yeah. I didn't know it was I knew there was a number of teams that had hockey, but
Skyline, they co-op with, who was it, Lincoln and Milan, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
And then Jackson?
Jackson's a United team as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they get the whole Jackson area?
Yep.
Okay.
What team, just out of curiosity, what team draws the best for their home games?
Either Chelsea or Dexter. They both have some good student sections there, so.
Yeah. You like that when there's a little people cheering or booing against you, kind of give you a little adrenaline rush
a little more bit? Energy. More fun to play in front of, so.
Yeah.
Now, does Dexter play at Chelsea as well?
They play out of Veterans.
Oh, they play at Vets, okay.
Yep.
Pioneers still play at Vets? Or they play
at
the Cube.
At the Cube, yeah.
Okay, so Dexter's the only team playing out of the Vets then, probably. Yeah, well, that used to be the place to be. I mean, when Huron and Pioneer were both very strong, and Vets used to be crazy over there.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about some of your teammates and your coaches who are working with you this year.
Yeah, Coach Kyle, he's been with me my whole time. I've been playing high school, so I've grown pretty close with him. He's been there year after year, which was hard for us to find early in Lenawee United. So grateful for him and all he's done. Colton Nikolai, he stepped up to play goalie this year. This is his first year playing goalie. We wouldn't have a team without him. So, I mean, very grateful for him and all he's done, all the hard work he's put in. He's gotten a lot better. We have Briggs Kern. He's producing a lot. He's right up there in points with me.
Yeah, it seems like every game, and you and him are the leading scorers.
Yeah, we work well together, good chemistry, on the same line. So, I mean, nothing more I could ask for out of a teammate. So,
and then Dunham didn't start with you guys, but now is in from Tecumseh.
Yeah, he stepped up. Jack Tessier got hurt, so we were short a guy, and then Luke Dunham stepped up, and he's tearing it up. So, good to have him.
Yeah, it is nice to be able to do that because, again, it's a tough thing because, you know, it's that difference between really wanting to play high school hockey and be able to do other things as opposed to guys that leave to go play travel. Yeah. I mean, that want to maybe play at a different level, higher level, but it takes a big commitment to do that and to be able to still kind of be a high school student and to be able to enjoy other things. You know, high school hockey is where you still have to play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the crowd's more fun to play in front of than in travel. So, I mean, yeah, it's a fun experience.
Yeah, it's different. I mean, and again, I mean, I know my daughter was in that mix of whether to kind of do, you know, travel stuff or stay local and do, you know, compete for your school. And, you know, sometimes it's easier to do that. But as you said, you get the crowd, it's a different atmosphere. Yeah. And there's still good quality hockey in high school hockey. And so, but you come in, you got your flow, you got your hockey hair.
Yeah.
So you got to have some lettuce playing. Yeah.
Well, Cameron, tell us a little about your weekly schedule. I mean, in terms of, where you practice at and I mean, getting ice time, I'm sure is a little bit of a challenge at times. But tell us what a typical week looks like. Obviously, if you have a couple games, but how you're squeezing in practices and getting everybody, you know, together.
Yeah, so we practice in Chelsea about three times a week. So our practice time's 8:30 to 10 at night. So, I mean, a little bit of a late practice,
yeah.
And then sometimes it's tough getting back up and having a game the next day. But I mean, that's what we got to do to get everybody there and make sure our practices have. You know, everyone so we can start building chemistry for games. We normally have two or three games a week. So, I mean, we're always with each other, always, you know, together. Even though we don't go to the same schools, we spend a lot of time together.
Yeah.
So 8:30 to 10.
Yeah.
And then you got to come back and then get up for school in the next morning. That's tough. That's some commitment right there.
Yes, it is. Well, it's just part of it. I mean, it's just like the swimmers, you know, they get up early and swim you know, hockey, you know, if you're going to play hockey around here, and of course it's, you know, that arena, Arrington has got, what, seven teams that are fighting for ice time. So it's quite a commitment, and I admire guys that make that kind of commitment. It's like almost, you know, being travel or AAU hockey, I guess. I mean, if you're going to play, you're going to have to travel even for practices, I'm assuming. Now, who have you played with, like in your AAU, is it AAU in hockey? What are they, junior or what are they?
I just played like travel, like they call it like AA, AAA. So okay. I played AA most of my life growing up. I played out of Chelsea for 3 years and I played in Sylvania for 2 years. So
okay. Tam O'Shanter.
Yeah.
Was that your?
That was my rank.
That's where the golf show's
golf
at.
Golf show's at this weekend. That's right. Well, once again, we're in with Cameron Mahoney, our IAT Insurance Athlete of the Week. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll be back with more right after this on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
When it comes to protecting your family, your home, or your business, why settle for impersonal service? Buying insurance locally means you're working with someone who knows you and your community. No working through a push-button phone system or dealing with call centers. This is Tino Rebatero with IA Insurance Agency. As your local auto owner's insurance agent, we have three convenient locations to help you with all your insurance needs. IA Insurance and Auto Owners, we make buying insurance simple.
And welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, Mark Comstock, and also our Athlete of the Week brought to you by IAT Insurance this week, Cameron Mahoney. Well, Cam, we appreciate your time in here this morning. I appreciate you you getting up and having to get out of class.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing, right?
No, not at all.
Did you have practice last night?
No, we didn't.
No, so, good. Yeah, it's good we didn't get you up for this.
Exactly. Once again, our Athlete of the Week brought to you by Insurance, Cameron Mahoney. And is that a Lenawee United record now for points?
No, I'm a couple away. I think I'm one away from it. So.
Who was the leader?
Adam Bartlett has 108. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got one more.
I got one more to tie it, two more to break it. So.
Okay. I think the chances are pretty good.
Yeah, I do too. But congratulations on your season and good luck next year at Adrian College.
Thank you.
I know I'm sure they're looking forward to having you too.
That's right.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Cameron Mahoney is our Eye Insurance Athlete of the Week.